Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin. And this is a topical Bible study, and it's an outreach of Lighthouse Christian Church here in Merritt Island, Florida. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, over on the back nine, over in Merritt Island by Audubon Elementary School. But hey, we just wanted to welcome each and every one of you to the program. We're so glad that you're listening, and we just love being here and talking about Jesus. I've got my good friend Martita's with us again this week, and Martita, we're so glad to have you on the program.
Oh my gosh, good morning, everybody. This is exciting. I love being here. I love talking about the Lord and letting the joy of the Lord just flow through.
Yeah, absolutely. And we like to just kind of pick topics. A lot of times with my co-hosts, I'll actually throw it at them and I'll be like, what do you want to talk about? And bring something to the table, bring it. And Martita has some really good information for us. And I love your topic today. What was your topic today? Tell them all about it.
Oh my gosh. So Kevin did throw that at me. He goes, what do you want to talk about? And I said, well, Lord, what do we want to talk about? And he goes, talk about my compassion.
Oh, that's so
Jesus
good.
Did it all from compassion.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, Lord, that is awesome. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I can remember a long time ago at our previous church, and we did a series on compassion, and we did this thing called Compassion. And the church gave each of us like $100. And they said, go out and see what ministry you can accomplish with this $100. And it was such an amazing time in my life, because I was like, I'm going to go and I'm going to just let the Lord lead me through love. And I mean, literally, I wasn't 10 steps into the parking lot after the service that day, and a guy walked up to me needing gas.
It's amazing.
And he's like, man, could I get you up for some gas? I'm like, why, yes, you can. And I just went over and, you know, gave him like $10, $15 worth of gas for his car and everything.
The amazing thing is when you give, you think you're blessing them.
Right.
But you're blessed more than they are.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
The fulfillment, the joy, the oh my God, it's just amazing when you
sure.
can help somebody out of love.
Right.
It blows you away.
Yeah, I mean, I try to love people everywhere I go. I constantly will buy something for someone behind me, or you know the real challenge, Martita, is when you go into a store and you say, whoever gets behind me, I'm going to buy whatever they order for them, you know. And sure enough, you know, it's always some guy. He walks up, he wants a can of Skull, he throws a 12-pack on the counter, he orders, you know, two packs of cigarettes and a lottery ticket, you know. And you're just like, no, Lord, what are you talking about? But and I'm like, nope, I made a decision ahead of time, you know, and it's $50. You're like, yeah. Wow, okay, here we go. But, you know, it's like, you know what, God bless you, just wanted to let you know that God loves you even where you're at. And I think it was just such a moment for someone that, you know what? Oh my gosh, God just bought my beer, my cigarettes,
yes.
My Skull and all of that. And I believe that that's what love looks like. It
that's
says
right.
No matter where you're at, it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing in life, I'm going to stop for a moment and I'm going to not look at, you know, what I know or how I could preach to you and share all these powerful scriptures and I'm a pastor, you know, and you need to
yes.
repent and you need to do this. And no, just love on them.
Yes. Oh, I have money and you don't.
Yeah.
Or I'm this and you're that. You know, it's amazing, because talking about that, I was at Walmart one time and
yeah.
there was somebody that worked in the cruise ship was buying something and he was counting by pennies and he didn't know the, you know, our money system as
yeah.
well. And the lady was getting impatient, the cashier, with him. And
because there's tourists, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he worked at the cruise ship.
Oh, okay,
so,
got you.
So, you know, they're like, come on, get out of the way. And I was sitting there, and I looked, and I said, and then he turned back a few things, and there were food. And I'm like, no, no, no. I said, here, take it. And he goes, and I said, no. And I said, I got you. So I went ahead, and I pay for it. And the cashier's looking at me like I grew a second head.
Right.
She goes, why would you do that? And I'm like, why wouldn't I?
Yeah, exactly.
If I was in that situation, I want somebody to
help me. I would hope
somebody
would bless me, right?
You know? And I said, the guy works like a beast and doesn't make any money. Why wouldn't I give him something?
Sure.
And the kid almost cried. He was like, oh, he was so appreciative. And I'm like, it's all good. It's not
about
show.
That's what compassion produces, appreciation.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times, you know, what you're really saying here, Martita, with your topic and everything, is that show me how much you care before you show me how much you know.
Exactly.
I think that's amazing.
Exactly.
To think about that. Everybody that's listening to the program today, it's about you showing people how much you care about them, not how much you know in the world, how important you are and how respected you are, or how much, you know, money you have or what your status is. You know, we see a lot of that on Facebook and people trying to even almost fake and look like they're more than they are. And I don't think that's really what people are looking for in life. They're like, show me you care.
Yes.
Show me somewhere in my life that you actually care about me.
Let's look at Jesus. Okay. He's our example. He did it all out of compassion. He felt compassion for the mom that lost the son, the widow that lost the son.
Right.
His heart broke for her, and he raised that child from the dead. You know, when the 4,000 and the 5,000 people that he fed, he said, I feel compassion. If we let them go right now, they're going to faint on the way home. They haven't eaten. He wasn't thinking about, did they learn the lesson?
Right.
Did, you know, I got to teach them the 1, 2, 3 points, or they have to learn this. It was like, they need food.
Right.
What is it that people need? You fulfill that in love and the need that they have at the moment. It might be they need a hug. It might be that they just need to feel worth it, that they are valuable.
Yeah.
Just a simple word, a hello. It might be a meal. You don't know.
Right.
But that will touch to the heart, and then they will say, you have something I don't have.
Right.
How can I get that? And that's what opens the door for us to share the love of the Lord.
Yeah, I heard a quote once by Teddy Roosevelt, and he said, you know, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yes.
And that's a powerful statement.
It is.
And that's somebody who gets it, somebody who understands. This was somebody who was a president, you know.
And people follow him.
United States, and people followed him.
Because he cared.
Yeah. But I think it's about people. It's not about knowledge. You know, it's literally about us reaching out into the world with the compassion and the love of God in our hearts. We got to have it before we can give it.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's the biggest breakdown. I think a lot of times, you know, the world sees God as this angry, religious, you know,
rule,
guy in the sky ready to thwart them every moment that they mess up.
And you have to follow all these rules and regulations.
And that's what religion has painted a picture of God as, is being not compassionate.
Or how much can I do? You know, how much do I have to do for the Lord? How many activities do I need to get involved and serve for the Lord to be happy with me? And then he will supply my needs, or he will love me.
Yeah. Well, I think religion has actually tried to show the world how much they know.
Yes.
And relationship and the true gospel is actually God showing people how much he cares.
That's right.
And that's the heart of the Lord, you know, because people are attracted to people that make them feel valuable.
Yes.
And I find my value in actually trying to make other people feel valued. And, you know, so how do we value people out there in the world? That'd be a good thing for maybe the listeners. How can we create value in someone's life? You know, like I said earlier, I would buy something for someone. Generosity, you know, is a great way to show somebody value that they have. Like, you'd be willing to just give me money? I mean, I work hard for my money, and I've never given any money away, but yet here you are giving me $20. I work pretty hard for $20, and, you know, so it speaks to them.
Being friendly? In other words, like at work.
Just a smile.
It doesn't matter what position. Treat the president of the United States the same way you treat the garbage man.
Yeah, right.
With the same honor and respect.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what they're wearing. It doesn't matter what.
Sure.
Treat them the same way.
That's really good.
Give them the value that you're valuable because of who you are as a person, not because of your title or your position or the way you dressed.
That's really good.
Okay, the Lord died for every single person, no matter who they are.
Right.
Show them you're valuable. My time, you're worth my time. If somebody says, man, I'm lonely, pick up that phone and make a phone call.
Yeah, you know, hang out with them. Don't be too busy.
Exactly. When we die and we go to heaven, the only thing we can take with us is people.
Yeah, that's so good.
Nothing else. The people that we touch, the people that we just love on them, that makes a huge difference. And when I go to heaven, the Lord is not going to ask me, how much money did you make? How many titles? How many degrees? He's going to say, how many of my children did you touch?
Yeah. Who did you make feel valuable?
Yes.
Who did you reach out to with my love? Who did you make a difference in their life in those
who did you
tough
touch?
Moments, in you those know, dark moments?
Exactly.
When
without
darkness
judgment.
Is trying to overwhelm people and you come in as a little light and shine.
When they're having problems in the marriage or with the children or with work and you don't go, well, what did you do? You go, I'm right here with you. You know, I'll hold your hand. I'll sit. Sometimes it's just sit next to that person.
Yeah.
Don't say a word. Just be there for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're saying is that the most value we can place in someone's life is to actually create a relationship with them.
Yes.
You know, I know a lot of times people struggle with, man, nobody wants to be around me. Nobody, because everybody is so self-centered and so busy doing so many things and running in their own lives that I think people are lonelier now than they ever have been because they're so busy trying to do everything that they do. They don't stop and take the time to be something for someone else in their lives, to be the love of God to someone, and then they really start to feel void of love themselves because I really feel like a lot of times through compassion that we actually find our value in what we give, not in what we get.
That's right.
And by sowing, we reap, you know, love from others, by sowing love into others.
And we don't have to complicate it.
No.
Sometimes, as I remember the one time that I was just at work doing my own thing, and I felt in my heart the Lord say, contact this person and see if they want to eat lunch. And I thought, okay, so it took 2 seconds. I sent an email. I said, hey, you want to meet for lunch? And within 30 seconds, I got a response of, yes, tomorrow at noon. And I thought, wow, that was quick. I said, perfect. Where do you want to meet? And the person said, I'll pick you up tomorrow at noon. I said, perfect, I'll see you tomorrow. It was that simple. Next day, we go to lunch. We're sitting there. She was very quiet for a second. She looked at me with tears in her eyes. Oh, my gosh, this touches me still. And she said, thank you for saving my life. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She says, I was contemplating suicide.
Right.
When that email came in. And it gave me a reason to live because I said, Lord, if I kill myself right now, it will be days before anybody misses me.
Right.
And as I said that, your email came on and said, would you have lunch with me?
Yeah.
And she goes,
which is a way of you saying, hey, I miss you. I want to
exactly.
be with you. I want to have a relationship with you.
I care. You're
That's
valuable.
Really good. Yeah.
And the Lord touches hearts. So when the Lord puts something in your heart, a name or whatever, take the time to make that little phone call or just say hi. You never know. The Lord, we are the Lord's hands, feet, mouth,
right.
hugs. So if somebody needs a hug or love, we're going to go and the Lord's going to say, go hug that person over there. He's sharing that love with them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we see like in Mark 12:30, it says, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all of your strength, right? We know that. We're supposed to love God, and we do. But then he takes it another step. And the second is equally as important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these, to love God and then love your neighbor, okay? And what does it mean to love your neighbor? Well, it means to have a relationship with them. It means that you spend time with them, that you take you know, time is the most precious commodity that we have. It's the one thing that when you give it, you can't get it back. It's gone. And when we expend that in assisting other people, helping other people, what it does is it creates trust. And people, you know, find value in you and in your relationship because now they trust you. And I think that's one of the greatest ways that we can win a witness with someone, to share Christ with them. You know, you want to share Christ with somebody, show them how much you care, not how much you know.
Exactly.
You know, I can come to your door with my Bible and I can beat you over the head with scriptures, or I could show up and help you paint your fence.
That's right. And you know what? By your actions, they're going to say, I want what you have.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah.
There's something about you that I don't have, and I want it.
Yeah,
and
I love that.
And then you can share.
So, you know, once we create trust, you know, I mean, how do you really create trust with somebody? I think it's got to be real.
Honesty?
I think people love real people. I've really tried to be real with people, and it's actually, I don't know, it's not really hurt me, but in some ways it's, you know, some people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's that transparent, you know, and I don't ever pretend to be somebody I'm not. And I've said things that I've regretted just being myself, but then again, it's like, but that's me.
How can you
ask? And
I'm
being silly or I'm goofing around or. Yeah.
But how can you ask somebody to be real with you if you're not real with them?
Right.
And they know, people know that they're not being real, or, you know, how can I come and open up to you when I think you're perfect because of what you're pretending to be?
Sure.
And no one, the only person that was perfect was Jesus.
That's right.
Okay. No one has the perfect life. No one has the perfect family. No one has the perfect job.
Yeah.
Things go with it.
Absolutely.
Let's be real.
Yeah. I think that being real is key. And in order to be real, you have to be vulnerable.
Yes.
You have to be willing to let someone in. And I think a lot of people out there, Martita, are running around with walls up. They're guarding. They've been hurt.
Yeah.
Well, they've been hurt. And people will. They'll let you down. But God will never let you down.
Nope.
But if you can be real, if you can be vulnerable, and you can just love people from where you're at in life and where they're at in life, and not expect them to perform or expect them to try to come, you know, and be someone they're not, I think that that's one of the greatest attributes that I see in Jesus himself, is that, you know, he was willing to just allow us to be who we are, and he loved us anyway.
Well, the
and
truth
we all
is
fall
he still
short.
Does. Every day we fall
yes.
short, and he still loves me. Why would I go
in
to
spite
somebody?
Of yourself.
Yeah. Why would I go to somebody and expect them to act a certain way when the Lord doesn't expect that from them?
Right.
So I'm trying to be higher than the Lord here and put expectations and rules on people that shouldn't be.
Right.
Because it's not by works that we're saved. It's by his grace, by faith, creating,
sure.
believing in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If it was by works, none of us will make it to heaven.
Absolutely. So I think what we're really kind of slipping into here is unconditional love.
Amen for that, brother.
You know, God's love is unconditional, but many times our love towards people is conditional. If you do this, then I will do this. You know, and that's really, that's the law. You know, in the Old Testament, God had the law, and he says, if my people, you know, do this, then I will bless them. And you know what? Jesus said, that covenant, you know, had to be struck that way because I wasn't able to get the real covenant in place yet. So it was a temporary solution to a permanent fix that Jesus was going to bring into the world, which was he himself, you know, becoming a person and going and being this ultimate sacrifice and laying his life down on the cross for all of us. I think it's like Philippians 2, chapter 6. It says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but listen to this about Jesus. But he made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death on the cross, whereby God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, and all things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue would confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And, you know, I think you want to reach people in your life. You want to reach people for the Lord. You're going to have to take upon yourself the same ideals and the same ideas that Jesus did. He made himself of no reputation.
Which means humbleness.
Humbled himself.
Oh my gosh.
And became a servant.
That's right.
You know, show me how much you care before you show me how much you know means I am going to become a servant and I'm going to serve you.
Out of love,
with my finances, with my time, with relationship. I'm going to be transparent with you and let you in. I'm not going to hide myself away. You know,
I'm going to be real. Be me.
Yeah.
Nobody else, just be me. No mask, no pretending. This is who I am.
Yeah.
Here we go together. And let's do life together.
On top of that, I'm going to let you be you.
Yes. Yes.
And not expect you to be more like me, because we're totally different people. If I tried to make you be a little Kevin Crony, you know,
that wouldn't work. No.
Because you can't be me.
No.
Because you're not me. God made me unique, and he made you unique.
People will know that I'm trying to be somebody else.
Right. Now you're fake.
Yes.
You know, and I think a lot of times we fall victim to that, you know, and we see that in celebrities. We see that in social statuses and everybody, you know, in their Facebook pages trying to look like they got it all together, when we all know that none of us have it all together. No. We're all lonely at times. We're all fighting this fight and this battle with life, you know, and trying to, you know, allow God to be who he's wants to be in our life. Some people aren't even allowing God to be that, but I am. I'm trying to allow God to love people through me and to love me, you know, through other people. You know, some people won't even let you love them.
They don't know how sometimes.
You know, they've never experienced it. So
they don't know what real love is, and yeah. it's a process.
Yeah, I love this topic. And I hope you guys are really grabbing this, because if you can, you know, lay your life down and you can work towards humility and become somebody who actually cares about people and is not self-centered and running after everything you can get in this life, you're going to be more blessed than you could ever imagine, because people out there are struggling and they're fighting through life and they just want to know somebody else cares about them. A lot of them are alone. I've met so many people that are just out there. But I think that the key to success in our walk with the Lord and sharing the gospel with people is to show them how much we care for them before we show them how much we know. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, we want to say thank you to all the people that sponsor the program and help us bring the topical Bible studies to you guys. And what a great topic today, Martita. You know, showing us how much you care before you show us how much you know through compassion. You know, we've been talking about how, you know, we need to have compassion in our lives towards those who are in our lives. Some of them, you know, are just strangers, and others are our family. But either way, we have to learn to move through God's love, and we have to learn to create relationships, to build trust with people, and to share with people the gospel by winning a witness with them. I think if we're kind of pulling it all together, I loved the scripture that we talked about, you know, we need to love our neighbor as ourself. And sometimes it's hard to love people. And I think that we just need the power of God in our lives to be able to do that, you know?
I also think that we need to learn how to love ourselves.
Oh, that's really good.
Because sometimes we are the biggest critics towards ourselves.
Yes.
And we don't forgive ourselves.
Yep.
But the Lord forgive us. We need to learn how to forgive ourselves.
Yeah.
And love ourselves.
Because under grace, you can let yourself off the hook.
Yeah, and he said, love others as you love yourself. Well, if I don't love myself, how can I love somebody else?
That's a good one, man. I like that. That's really powerful. So I tell you what, why don't you pray us out of the program today, and let's just believe God that he's going to touch people's hearts and show them how to love themselves first and then to love others.
Amen. Okay, here we go. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Worship him with all your speech and actions. Share the love of Christ. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out demons. May the Lord fill your heart with his love and compassion towards others. Let your actions reflect his love. May you and your family be blessed. May your job be a blessing to you, and you be a blessing to your job. Be blessed, prosperous, and protected wherever you go and in whatever you do. You guys have an amazing day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be filled with love, joy, and peace.
Yeah, I just love that part of your prayer. Lord, we just thank you that we are a reflection of your love to the world. We want to be people that other people see Jesus in. So Lord, help us to reflect your compassion and to show people how much we care for them in their lives. In Jesus' name. God bless you guys. We hope you enjoyed the program today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.